Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it, and welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own evangelist, Buchan, will be here to bring us a word from the Lord. Amen? And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now I would like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is up.
Praise be to God. As a parent, I just want to say a short prayer for our young people. Lord, I ask you to protect our children physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, and in every way, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Set them on my way, and I won't set them on my way, y'all. Ooh, set them on my way, y'all. I gotta keep on, y'all. Well, I'm moving upward, and I, yes, I'm moving upward, and I won't. I tell you, I'm
Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you place in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I also ask that you forgive our young people as they are rioting down on Union Square, Lord God. Put a head of protection over them. Protect them from all hurt, harms, and dangers, Lord God. Also protect the policemen and as they are doing their job, Lord God. Do not let it go any further than just throwing bottles of water at the police. That means our children have no respect for those in authority. Lord God, protect them, keep them safe, because they know not what they are doing. Amen, in Jesus' name. At this time, I will play another selection.
Greater than all,
Dear Lord, I want to thank you for your mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit, and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equals, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a praise, somebody. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Praise be to God. In Psalms 99 and verse 8, and the NIV says, Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, El Nosh, though you punish their misdeeds. Let us pray. El Nosh, which means the God who forgives. You are to Israel a forgiving God. Though they faced the consequences of their actions, you did not hold a grudge or bear anger against them. You let them learn from their wrong choices, but you also let them learn the depth of your forgiveness. You are high and worthy of all praise, El Nosh, because the extent of your love covers my sins. You love me enough to teach me through the results of my wrong choices. You are also there as El Nosh to love me when I turn to you and ask for forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. This will play another selection.
Humble cry.
Hear my heart cry.
Desperately. every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Purpose in Prayer. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 17, verse 11. And it says, they themselves are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, that they may be one, even as we are. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. If God has a plan, knows all things, and is in control, why does he ask us to pray? It is because through prayer, he brings us into what he has purposed to accomplish, proposed to accomplish. The Lord desires to involve us in the work that he is doing around the world. And in today's verse, Jesus asks that the disciples would be one in purpose with him by the power of his name. God could certainly build his kingdom without our input or help. But when we join him in his work, our relationship with him develops depth and intimacy. We mature as well, praying and working alongside our Lord grows our faith, establishes our character, and strengthens our trust in his power. Interacting with the Lord is a privilege. He created you to love him and be loved by him. And prayer is how that connection with him gets nurtured and matures. So when your heavenly Father beckons you to pray, let him draw you close. Listen to his heart and accept his call to join him in building his kingdom. Be one with him and experience the power and glory due his name. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is always on to me. So let us pray. Jesus, teach me to genuinely commune with you so I may be one with you and your purposes. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection because every praise belongs to Him.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah. care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Noose, I experience this name of yours afresh on a daily and often hourly basis. When you forgive me, I experience your pure love. I can't even count all the things I must confess. Some of my failures are seemingly benign, as when I doubt your steadfastness or sovereignty. Others are more serious, as when I speak unkindly to another person whom you love, but you know all of my beg for your mercy. All of my sins, I beg for your mercy, and I'm grateful to receive it. God who forgives. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. To God be the glory.
God. and permeates all my soul. Love of God overflowing my heart and permeates all my soul. All my soul is yours. All my
God of forgiveness, my heart overflows with gratitude to you for your capacity to forgive. Words cannot adequately express the thankfulness within me for this. Your greatest gift, if I had to be perfect to obtain your favor, your blessings, or the daily substance you provided, I would not last a day. But because of your name, God who forgives, and the character it reflects, I can receive your awesome gifts and kindnesses. Thank you for the grace and mercy of your forgiveness in my life and all it allows me to experience. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And as we get ready to go into the second part of our program for this evening, I will play another selection, because God is sustaining me by the Wiki Tones. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us, but I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this.
fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Our God is able. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He's able.
I came to let you know whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was going to rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able. Come on, say he's able. He's able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say able. Say
able.
Oh, able.
Able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yes, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able
able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You're able, Lord. You're able, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of 1 John, chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 17 through 18. Amen. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, if someone has enough money to live well, and sees a brother or sister in need, but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. These verses gives an example of how to give up our life for others, to help those in need. This is strictly similar to James' teaching in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. How clearly do your actions say you really love others? Are you as generous as you should be with your money, possessions, and time? Turn with me to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. And it says, faith without good deeds is dead. 14 says, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Amen? So that's what James says about that good deeds. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we offer thanks for your blessings upon us. We come bringing gifts that are but indications of the generosity of your provision for us. We remind ourselves that every beast of the forest is yours, and the cattle on a thousand hills are yours as well. Help us to use our gifts to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth and to minister the needs of the unfortunate about us. Bless these gifts and multiply them to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So this week is our fifth week of our series, The Seven Sins. Gluttony is not a sin we hear much about today. And when we do, it is usually in reference to overeating. However, the sin of gluttony is more than overindulgence in food or drink. It is the sin of excess and intemperance. It is unrestrained self-indulgence and inordinate extravagance. Gluttony seeks to satisfy our senses and our greed while disregarding the needs of others. Thus, gluttony covers a large number of sins, certainly in our affluent society. We can readily see the extent of this sin and the many heartaches it causes. Amen. My text for this message is coming from 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 in the NIV. And it says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Fifth Deadly Sin, Gluttony. Tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. Praise be to God. And the first, gluttony, is the sin of the affluent. The possession of wealth is not a sin. Occasionally, ministers and churches may have given people the impression that affluence in and of itself is a sin. This is certainly untrue. Although the Bible tells of many wealthy people who use their material blessings to serve God, there are many more illustrations in Scripture about how prosperity became a stumbling block. As a matter of fact, the Bible generally tends to be skeptical of the use of great wealth by those who have it. Praise God. In 1 John 3 and 17, John was pointedly condemning those who have much but are stingy about sharing with the needy. If you have no pity, How can you say that you are a reflection of God? How can you say God's love is in you? John implied that this is impossible. Holding on to too tightly may ensure that you will always have possessions, but it will not ensure friendship or God's approval. Most churches have benevolence programs, either through their local congregation or through their denomination, or sometimes both. Now, these are usually exalted earlier or are funded by token amounts in comparison to needs. Churches must be judicious in the distribution of benevolence, money, clothing, and food. Because unfortunately, there are those who prey on a church's generosity or gullibility. But we must not let this keep us from doing as much as possible. Jesus did not promise us that people will not take advantage of us. Frankly, he said they will try. Nevertheless, we are giving this instruction in 1 John 3:18 in the NIV. Let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in trust, truth. Praise God. Amen. Gluttony is a sin of sensual gratification. Gluttony is a gratification of our fleshly appetite. It is often based on pleasure, amusement, excitement, or comfort. Drugs, alcohol, food, and tobacco are representatives of this point. But this point of selfishness to the exclusion of others' need can also be seen in our use of the world's natural resources. It appears that many Americans believe somehow that it is our divine right to use water for irrigation and industry, oil for heating and fuel, and coal for electricity without regard to future generations or to pollution or to the extinction of parts of God's creation. Praise the Lord. I do not doubt that God abhors a godless communism. But I strongly suspect he also hates a greedy capitalism. In Philippians 3:18-19, Paul wrote, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Caring for the poor and poverty stricken should not be entirely the government's responsibility. We are called to share our wealth. Amen. Praise be to God. Many new automobiles cost more than some have paid for their houses. A man told me the other day that he had bought a new car, and it was the first time in his life he had ever paid that much for anything that did not have a lawn or shrub. Gluttony is the sin of too much without sharing. Too much, too often, too expensively, too soon is another way to define gluttony. Most people in Jesus' day were relatively poor. The average daily wage was one denarii, about 16 to 18 cents. A yearly income was equal to about $50 to $60 in one's adult lifetime. He had only two coats or outer garments worn for warmth and protection from the elements. Thus what John the Baptist said in Luke 3 and 11 has more meaning if you understand how rampant poverty was among his hearers. He admonished anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. Please notice that John did not admonish us to give away all that we have. He simply commanded us to share part of our prosperity. Amen. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote in his epistle a similar thought in James 2:15 through 16 in the NIV. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? The implied answer to James' question is nothing. It is no good. It is useless. Having a lot or too much is not a sin, but having a lot or too much and not sharing is a sin. Amen? It's a sin that you have so much and others have none. Share. Praise be to God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So here is the condescension, the miracle, the mystery of divine love, that God would redeem the church with his own blood. Surely we should love those whom God has loved and so loved. The Holy Spirit grieves at selfishness, will leave the selfish heart without comfort and full of darkness and terror. By what can it be known that a man has a true sense of the love of Christ for perishing sinners, or that the love of God has been planted in his heart by the Holy Spirit? If the love of the world and its good overcomes the feelings of compassion to a perishing brother, every instinct of this selfishness must weaken the evidence of a man's conversion. When habitual and allowance, it must decide against him. If conscience condemn us in known sin or the neglect of known duty, God does so too. Let conscience, therefore, be well informed, be heard, and diligently attentive to. And my conclusion for this message is, gluttony is not a sin. We hear much about these things these days. Some would categorize preaching and Bible teaching about gluttony as meddling rather than gospel preaching. But most of the prophets and the followers of Jesus had a lot to say about gluttony. The Lord himself warned his followers not to be anxious about food and clothing, but to seek first God's kingdom. And you can read that in Matthew 6. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Amen. Jesus teaches about worry. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They do not plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Call all your worries. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes my lesson for this evening. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. All you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do is to find a good Bible-based church. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude chapter 20, verses 24 and 25. Where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen. Amen and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week Tuesday, when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So again, God bless you. Happy Sabbath to everyone. God loves you, and so do we. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want to give thanks to all of my Facebook fans, my YouTube fans, and my Twitter fans for tuning in to Pray One for Another and to Block Talk Radio. God bless you all, and have a wonderful and safe weekend. Amen. We love you, and good night.
Belongs to you. Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. This, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say,
awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God. Oh.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.